like to go back to what it means to be powerful, because you clearly, you have all these great ideas and you have all these things that you want to do. That's power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's, and as we're talking, I'm just thinking, okay, Karen, what, how do you define power? What does it even mean to be powerful? What does that all even mean?
Welcome to Business Profound, where our mission is to help leaders like you maximize your performance, both within yourself and in your team. If you're an executive who's ready to face the toughest challenges in the business world head on and learn how to overcome them successfully, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Karen Tax, a former computer programmer who has lived through the worst of corporate America. From crippling mistrust to straight-up corruption. I've seen it all. And out of the ashes of that phoenix, I've since dedicated my life to guiding leaders and entire organizations through some of the worst drama and into their best selves.
So, Karen, I want to ask you a question that I think is on a lot of people's minds and certainly has been something I've thought about, and that is it okay to be powerful?
Oh, okay.
You know, like, all you keep on talking about being in your power as the solution to things, but I think that can also be kind of scary to really think of myself as this powerful person. What if I make other people uncomfortable with that?
Right.
What if I offend other people?
Surely you will. Let me just say yes, that it will. Okay. So maybe, so there's a lot that we could say about power. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be good to say, like, is there a kind of maybe a situation that you could talk about where you've seen
definitely.
It get weird with power that we could kind of dig into?
For sure. Okay. I worked at a place for about 2 years where I would say the general culture there and the dynamic there was a lot of people, I would say 99% of the people who I worked
with
there.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Had wishy-washy dynamics with power. Either it was no, I don't want the power or the responsibility, or then there would be other people who would kind of swoop in and take advantage of that.
Okay.
And on the surface level say, well, I don't want power either, but really, like, they were extremely power hungry.
Okay, so would you say they were manipulative?
Yes, absolutely.
They were, okay. What other word? Yes, manipulative. What other words would you use to describe that kind of dynamic?
Underhanded.
Okay, underhanded.
Backstabbing.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Does that give you enough?
Yeah, that gives us enough to go on. Okay. So, we have these extremes that we can look at where we have command and control leadership, where you have a dominating leader that has power over other people. And then you have this kind of thing where people say, well, we're not going to be like that.
Right.
But you still need to get stuff done.
Yeah, I think it was a virtue to be humble.
Humble.
In that particular culture.
Yes, yes.
Humility was a big thing. Kindness.
Okay. Kindness.
Very much a big thing.
Right. So it's kind to be this way, but not kind to be direct and clear, maybe?
Yeah, I think direct and clear was often seen as unkind, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I think one of the things that's important to talk about with this kind of thing is there's an assumption that's often made with this kind of dynamic that it's not okay to hurt someone's feelings
Absolutely.
Or make someone uncomfortable.
Absolutely. That was a huge deal.
Right, right. And so the fact is we're human. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to have our feelings hurt. We are going to be uncomfortable. And if we're going to live life avoiding all those things, we're not going to be fully and truly alive.
So are you saying it's inevitable?
It's inevitable that you will be. And, and so I won't work with anyone, with a leader or with an organization that is doing whatever this organization was that, what they were trying to do. It's a powerful choice to say, I need something different than what I'm experiencing here.
Mm.
So, and that's something that takes coming back into yourself and, you know, instead of having it be about making them bad or wrong.
Right. Which I admit I did do.
You did that.
Yeah,
okay.
I did do that.
And,
right.
And everybody does that. Mm-hmm. And how did that work for you to make them bad and wrong?
It wasn't necessarily like, I don't know, I'm going to make them bad and wrong, but more like, why are they not, seeing my great ideas.
I know, right.
You know, I had so many things, so many projects that I was really passionate about. And I really wanted to be of service to the organization. I really wanted to up level and upgrade a lot of things that we were doing. And I was met with so much resistance.
Yeah, right, right. Know? And that's something that I see happening over and over again with my clients. Is they have these great ideas, but they're not on the right place, or they're not able to engage with people in a way where their great ideas can be heard.
Right.
So here you are in this organization where you have all these ideas and all this energy about what you can do, but they weren't receptive to it.
That completely describes it.
Yeah. So we could go into a little bit of how you might deal with that, mm-hmm. but I'd really like to go back to what it means to be powerful, because you clearly you have all these great ideas and you have all these things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. That's power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think as we're talking, I'm just thinking, okay, Karen, how do you define power? What does it even mean to be powerful? What does that all even mean?
Yeah, let's look at the Martin Luther King definition of power, because I really, really like this. So Martin Luther King says, power without love is reckless and abusive, and love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love, implementing the demands of justice. And justice at its best is power, correcting everything that stands against love. Mm. The key element that I think people miss when talking about power is love.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Because if I have power that's coming from me, centered in me, loving myself, feeling worthy, and not perfectly so, but mostly so, and I'm checking myself to show up. Mm-hmm. Like if you describe that creative overflowing, would you say that there was some love in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of passion. There.
A lot of passion and love. And I mean, if we think about people in our organizations, our businesses, having that kind of engagement and energy, how many of you would like that? This is really good. So what ends up happening is how we have these extremes of power where it's either domination or it's a mush pile. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how.
Right. Spineless, no backbone.
Yeah. Oh, we don't want to offend. Oh, we don't want. Right. So
everything
then,
very, very touchy.
Right. Yeah. And then what ends up happening is you don't get the best of people in that kind of environment. They're trying to be all enlightened and harmonious and all that kind of stuff.
Meek, humble,
but it doesn't allow anybody to be really fully themselves, because what ends up happening is I get big and I'm powerful. Mm-hmm. That means you have to get small.
Right.
That's scarcity thinking there. And so what we're talking about, I'm talking about with power, is different than how organizations typically think about power. So power often is described or defined as the ability to manage or wield scarce resources. So it's only looking at the physical world. It's not looking at the area of ideas or creativity or collaboration, the intangible aspects of work and life.
Yeah, I would almost call it inner power versus external power.
Yes. Right. Sometimes I describe it as personal power.
Okay.
So that sense of, I know who I am, I'm clear, I can navigate through difficulty.
Yeah.
I can be resilient in the face of challenges or whatever it is. And so to show up powerfully in that way is to invite other people to be powerful with you.
So that looks like,
tell me how you see things. What is it that you, let's bottom line it. What is it that you want here? Or, other forms of that. Like, can you imagine in that situation you were in, how you might have invited people to be powerful with you? Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Right. But I think it also requires that person to take my invitation, right?
It really, really does.
So how can I inspire others as a leader to do that?
So it's important to model it yourself, first of all, and then have conversations about what kind of culture. So I've got two of the organizations I'm working with right now. It's very much wanting to empower their employees. It's a decision that's been made collectively from the leadership team. And so it looks like the communication that invites honest feedback and honest discussion about conflict and what's not working. We celebrate what is working and build on that. It's built into the values that they have in the organization. It's both of them are organizations that have a purpose, a higher purpose other than just making profit that they're serving, that allows the bringing out of power. It's actually required for them to achieve what they're setting out to do. So there's agreement that the culture is going to be one of empowering people.
Right.
Yeah, and so you have to have that as part of But you could have, in your situation, you could have, you know, played around maybe a little bit more than you did. I don't know if it would have been worth your time, but, you know, it's entirely possible. And I think it's really good to actually just bring up the topic of power. Like, what do people feel about power? How are they feeling about it?
Right.
And just put that on the table. And get out the discomfort that most people have, because most people have been abused by power in some way in their lives.
I mean, absolutely.
And most people anywhere in this world.
There's a knee-jerk reaction to that, where it's like, well, I don't want to be like the group or the person or the situation that abused me.
Right.
So therefore, I'm just not going to take on power.
I'm not going to even go there.
Right.
And the fact is, we want to go there and we need to go there to solve some of the major challenges we face in the world. We need people to be powerful and to learn to do it in ways that are kind and compassionate, but also fierce and firm. And you can have both. This is the thing. When we are just mental, we tend to get in these very small boxes, these ideas of what power looks like. And the fact is, power is being creative. It's being in our creative expression and being in that together. That's what we need in the world right now.
The Business Profound podcast is hosted by Karen Tax. Check out our Define Your True Self course at imx.one to learn more about creating business profound success for yourself and your organization. This podcast is produced by me, Molly Yim, Sabrina Renee Kinkel, and IMX. On behalf of all of us, we thank you profoundly for listening.